KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host today, as usual. Today is July 27th, 2013, and you're listening to KCNR Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State, and we're going to start referring to ourselves as No Fear Radio, because we don't have any fear.
No, we don't.
That's true. Today is July 27th, 2013. We're streaming worldwide. If you would like to go to the chat room, go to KCNR1460.com. If you'd like to call in for comment or question, 530-605-4567. We will be having Mike Zullo from Sheriff Arpaio's Cold Case Posse on here in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to go through a few headlines and so forth and go at different events here. And my first quote, and then we'll get to the veterans events.
Okay.
First quote is, "The truth is, our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled. For it is only in such moments, propelled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our ruts and start searching for different ways or truer answers." With that,
alrighty then.
Talk about veterans.
Okay. I want to let people know that we have the Wall of Remembrance coming August 9th through 11th out at Big League Dreams. This is one-of-a-kind wall. This wall remembers and honors the 11,000 people who have lost their lives on war on terrorism from 1983 to September 11th. So come out and check it out. It'll be out at Big League Dreams, again, August 9th through 11th. And then today we have the Korean War Memorial. And that's going to be at Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center at 3711 Meadowview Drive here in Reading. And that begins at 11 a.m. So don't forget to go show your support for our Korean War veterans. They're awesome people. And let's not forget. So go out there. That starts at 11 a.m.
Okay, very good. I guess we'll go through our headlines here. I'm just going to skim the headlines as usual and see if there's anything we want to talk about here. I really want to go into a little more in depth. IRS workers, IRS union employees to be exempt and from the mandate of Obamacare. They want to be exempt.
But it's so good.
Oh, yeah, it's great for everybody except nobody. Halliburton Corporation was fined $200,000 by the U.S. government after pleading guilty to destroying evidence in the 2010 Gulf explosion and oil spill. Jeez. Nearly 1,000 special forces officers signed a petition opposing the government's Benghazi cover-up. Let's see what else we got.
That's not a cover-up. It's phony.
No. Here's a good one. Abu Ghraib prison, now under Iraqi control, was attacked and overpowered by Al-Qaeda forces and an estimated 500 prisoners mm-hmm. were freed.
Yeah.
That's got to be good.
Yeah, and that was out in the mainstream media, and everybody knows about that, right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe not. Here's another one. Here's another one of our esteemed senators, Lindsey Graham, introduced a bill to place sanctions on any country that gives whistleblower Edward Snowden asylum and prevents his extradition to the U.S. Yeah, they don't really want to get that guy. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Oh, the proposal to defend the NSA spying program was defeated 205 to 217 in the House. Our congressman actually voted to defund the NSA spying program, and so he's one of the good guys. Berkeley, California, Trayvon Martin protests across the country were infiltrated and in many cases organized by Revolutionary Communist Party. Yeah, that probably didn't make the mainstream either.
No.
Let's see what else we got here. PepsiCo's Naked Juices have dropped all natural label after a $9 million class action lawsuit. They were advertising as being natural and non-GMO on their bottles. It was misleading because since they are made with GMO ingredients as well as
you think there might be a little bit of a problem with the labeling?
Part of our moral compass has just gotten so bad. It doesn't matter. This lying thing has just got to stop. Federal judge rules property rights smacks down abusive feds. This is a good one. This is from the New American, and this talks about the people and the ranchers that we had over there in the and we had them on the Tea Party at the Tea Party on Monday night last week, and talks about how they had won their battle, 35-year battle for their property and grazing rights and so forth. And Judge Jones said the government agents were completely out of control. And anyway, that's a good one. They might have charged them with RICO statutes and criminal behavior. And you can find that at the New American. Let's see. Oh, this is the one I want to kind of talk about. This is comes from Forecasting the World at Armstrong Economics. Excuse me. And this is about the September chaos. Obama wants a $1.6 trillion tax increase in September. He's posturing to raise taxes again. He's now calling for a $1.6 trillion in tax increase. We're heading into a massive black hole, and there's not much we're going to be able to do. These politicians are totally out in left field, and we may actually see a government shutdown this time, for the stakes are getting really insanely high. They are destroying the future of everyone and are so brain dead that they cannot even understand this is an unsustainable on the long term. So it goes in and talks about Obama wants to, it's like unbelievable. What he wants is he's going to watch the unemployment rate soar. The author is, this man is insane. He only spits out Marxist dogma and hatred of the rich and has no comprehension of what he's doing. I don't believe that. I think he knows exactly what he's doing, because you can't be this bad on a consistent basis without actually,
having a plan in place.
Yeah. The rest of his party are just as bad. Republicans are equal at fault. Boehner is a fool and retaliated against any member who supported Ron Paul as a fiscal conservative, removing them from committees. Boehner has demonstrated he is no fiscal conservative and is part of the problem. Then we go on here. Then there's John McCain. Here is another old fool who voted to increase taxes on the internet. He wants to invade everyone, spend a trillion more fighting the old Cold War while taxing the hell out of the economy and destroying the one bright engine of economic growth, being the internet. Again, he demonstrates the current political class is so out of touch with the people that the economy it is a joke. Now, this is the last paragraph. These people are just plain stupid. They refuse to look at the long term here. All they are doing is looking at the immediate window and saying this is what they need, as it will solve the problem. The higher they push the taxes, the less people have to spend. The economy implodes. Even Keynes said you lower taxes to stimulate. They never took that part of it, of his advice. If about 70% of the total national debt went to interest, then why can they not see eventually 100% goes to interest and everything collapses before you get that far? Where's the help for the poor then? All this is happening in the destruction of job growth and rising unemployment among the youth, wiping out their future, stagnation, the worst of both worlds. Instead of fixing the problem, they are buying tanks and are buying every bullet possible to prevent the people from being armed when they eventually revolt, as in Europe. They would rather kill everyone then review their own actions. This is no way to run a country. I think that's a pretty strong article.
I guess right to the point.
Yeah. Silver Eagle sales were up. There'll be a record this year, up to 45 million ounces already. So those of you that are stacking and storing, you will be rewarded at some point in the near future. Anything else that we got here?
I believe that we have a caller on the line. Mike, are you there?
Yes, Linda, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. And you, Mike?
Good.
Oh, we have our guest on the line.
Yeah.
I recognize Mike's voice. I've listened to so many of your tapes that it's pretty hard not to recognize you. How are you doing this morning, Mike?
Good. How are you?
Oh, the fun never stops. We just keep plugging away here. You know, we've got to go to a break here, I think, and then we'll come back, and then let's get right to it. There's a lot of new information that we want to get out to everybody on the birth certificate issue.
All right, and with that, we'll go to a break, and we'll catch you on the other side. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-663-5670. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-663-5670. That's 1-800-663-5670.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Sovereign Mind Radio, No Fear Radio.
We've got, how long's this been going on?
Yeah, exactly. We got Mr. Mike Zullo from Sheriff Arpaio's Cold Case Posse. He's the lead investigator, and he's been investigating the birth certificate anomaly for quite some time now. How you doing this morning, Mike?
Good. How are you folks this morning?
You know, we just keep on keeping on here. I'll tell you, it just seems like it gets thicker and thicker, doesn't it?
It just doesn't want to end. You know, I think we're watching the rule of law being flushed down the toilet, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's really the question, is where does this end? Is this going to end in an armed revolt? Is this going to end in a peaceful revolt? Is this going to end in a turnover of the Senate? I don't know. I mean, you know, that's the biggest question that I have or get from most people is, what are we going to do about this? So we've proved that he's ineligible, but where would he end up with it, Mike?
Well, you know, addressing the first part of your question, I think, you know, without sounding overdramatic like it has been in the past, these 2014 elections coming up are going to be critical. I think they will be the game changer. And if we don't start putting people in to power that decide that they want to give us a voice like they're supposed to and are God-fearing, constitutional loving, I think you're going to see our country change like we have never imagined. It's been told to me as I've been pursuing this birth certificate issue, and I had an opportunity now to talk to a number of members of Congress, and Republicans have no voice. They've told me they have no voice. They have no microphone in Congress. That means if they have no voice, you have no voice. So what happens? How can you coexist in a democracy where one side is completely silenced and shut down? I don't know where we're going. You know, I thought a year ago, you know, we could right this ship peacefully. But if you're silenced, if you have no input, there is really no other alternative because talking is worthless at that point.
Yeah.
And I don't know where we go, but we're going to have a problem very, very soon.
Well, you know, that's kind of what I'm thinking is that we're going to have an economic crash and, you know, that's where we're headed that way at an alarming rate. You know, and people, you know, are always, you know, well, what good is this going to do? What can you do? And I still think it's highly important to keep telling the truth out there because, you know, that's what we've been doing here. And I know that you've been on P.P. Simmons and across the country, you know, and in meetings with the congressman. You know, the real deal is that no matter what, we got to keep telling the truth out there so that more people are informed as to the reality of the situation.
Well, you have to understand that that kind of thinking is precisely what they want. They want you to throw in the towel. They want you to look at it as if it doesn't matter and that the truth doesn't matter. But you have to realize this is setting a dangerous precedent because they are conditioning you now not to care about the birthplaces or the allegiance of the most powerful position in the world. And that's frightening. That's frightening. You know, it isn't by accident that the founding fathers decided that the president of the United States, the only elected office that had this requirement for a natural born citizen, they didn't do that by accident. It was purposely put in there. And this is being eroded and frightening. Even our own Congress people
yeah.
are now of the opinion, what does it really matter where someone is born?
Well, and you know,
sight of the sovereignty
and the founding fathers, you know, said specifically both parents had to be citizens, you know, at the time of the birth for them to be eligible. And they've even eroded at that or tried to, you know, or covered it up. I mean, it's pretty clear if you go back into the records that, you know, both parents, you know, we've beat that horse to death. So, what I'd like to talk about too is, you know, I was listening this morning to something you did in Washington, and you were talking about the aliases, and that's kind of a little bit new information for maybe some of the people out there, that we got a president that has, what, four aliases?
Yeah, I mean, you know him as Barack Hussein Obama. He's also been known as Barry Obama, Barry Satoro, and on his passport, his mother's passport back in 1965, it was first listed as Barack Hussein Obama, but then stricken from that with a name attached to it known as Sobarka or Soibarka. We are not sure exactly what that means, but it was another identity, or maybe it represented another lineage. We're not sure, but we know that he's the only president that we're aware of that actually has, you know, false aliases. And you know, there's no crime in having different names. They're AKAs, known as. But this is the only U.S. sitting president that has these. And you have to ask yourself the question, why do you make up another name? What's the point? What are you trying to elude? What are you trying to do by representing yourself as somebody other than who you legally are? That's a heavy question.
Well, and you have all the documentation to back this stuff up, and evidently there's a more than one Social Security number as well, and that is a crime, using other people's Social Security numbers, and the birth certificate is a crime as well. That's felony forgery. So what about the Social Securities? Is that true that there's actually more than one that has been used by Obama?
You know, we have not delved into the Social Security card issue for a number of reasons. First of all, we're not going to get any federal assistance. We already know that. Number two, we don't really have jurisdiction to look into it. That number was never offered in Maricopa County in the state of Arizona to gain anything. It was something that was found on the internet on a tax return. It's not something that we can say 100% is not his. It's suspect. It needs further investigation. But until that time, we can't say that that number was not issued to him. Mm. We can't say it was, but we really can't say it was not. So we're not completely sure on that. And again, it's something that we don't have jurisdictional authority at this point in time to investigate.
Well, what about, background check on this guy? I mean, can this guy pass a background check? If I was running for, to get my driver's license or, get my Social Security card, they do a background check on me. Has anybody ever done a background check on Obama?
To my understanding, officially, there is no government agency that vets a presidential candidate, a president-elect, or the sitting president. As a matter of fact, from what we were told by Washington, is the vetting process is done, number one, by the Constitution, in other words, the constitutional requirement. It's done by the loyal opposition and the media. Well, we got a three-striker right there. We got a loyal opposition that isn't so loyal to being the opposition. We have a media who's in the bag for this sitting president, and we have the Constitution is being eroded. So to answer your question, no.
Wow.
No one has vetted this man, and I can tell you that he could not pass the background to be an employee of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. A janitor in the White House passes a more stringent background check than the sitting president of the United States.
Unbelievable. I mean, I got somebody in the chat room, Lori's asking about his school records. I mean, we still can't seem to get a hold of those as well.
You can't get a hold of the school records. We know that, it's very suspect his attendance at Columbia University. We know that Fox News, inquired of 400 alumni of the class that he purportedly graduated with. Nobody remembers him. We know that there was a discrepancy in the year that he attended there. There was a year missing. We actually discovered that, and we used Jerry Corsi to print that to the media, that there was a discrepancy here. He's claiming, I believe, he was there in 1981. The school had no record of him being there in 1981. Upon the release of Mr. Corsi's article, Columbia University all of a sudden comes up and says that this was an error. There were two Barack Obamas, and they changed the record to reflect it accurately.
Unbelievable.
Now, what's really tragic about this, there is no supporting documentation to his narrative at all. We know he was in Harvard. Can't figure out how he got there. By all accounts, from what you're told, is he wasn't the brightest, bulb in the box, but he got into Harvard. But when you start working backwards on this man, your trails go cold. Mm. We can't substantiate his identity, to be quite honest with you. And you look at this birth certificate. We believe that birth certificate is a 100% fabrication. You go back to the beginning of this man's rise in the Democratic Party, and you've been told a narrative. You're told what the story is, and they produce five or six photographs that we now believe the majority of those have been doctored. Five or six photographs, and you're told this is mommy, this is daddy, this is grandpa, this is grandma. The problem you've got with that is there is no other supporting documentation. Absent of a legitimate birth certificate, there is no supporting documentation that Barack Obama Sr. is the father or that Stanley Ann Dunham is in fact the mother. There is no supporting documentation that the birth ever really took place in the state of Hawaii. There is no supporting documentation to the identity. There is no supporting documentation to the citizenship.
Wow.
And this is critical because the Inspector General in 2001 did a report on birth certificate fraud in the United States of America. And in his own findings, he tells you straight up that you cannot rely on a birth certificate as proof of citizenship or identity absent of other verifying documentation. Well, we have no verifying documentation on this gentleman. We have a narrative that for anything looks like a bunch of Swiss cheese. It's got a lot of holes in it.
Well, and we also, you know, going back to Columbia and Harvard, we know that those are paragon, you know, those are institutions that are paragons of conservative virtues. So.
That's a nice way of saying it. Very elegant. I gotta use that.
You know, so it's crazy. I think we have to go to a break, and then I want to come back and talk to you about the document examiner. And I guess he is, has been involved in the Democratic support unit of some sort. Maybe you can elaborate on that when we get back.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Now Willie was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy King
Tut.
How to get the funky
Monkey Tut.
Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This Sunday, we welcome geoengineering researcher James Wigington and filmmaker George Barnes. Dane and George have new quantifiable information about what's going on in our skies, including raw data on the massive UV levels we're now being exposed to. They'll also talk about four pilots that have gone on the record regarding geoengineering. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
That's what we're doing here. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's getting pretty dicey.
In okay. more ways than one.
Okay, Mike, listen, I was looking at some of your materials. You know, I'm always trying to keep up on this stuff because it's kind of a pet peeve of mine as well as I know that it is yours here. But the document that examiner that examined the birth certificate that said that it's a forgery, this is not just some Republican hack. This evidently is a Democrat supporter.
That's actually true. We had tried over the course of the last 22 months 212 document examiners we asked to assist us in this endeavor. Every one of them turned us down. A lot of them turned us down for reasons based on we don't have an original document, which we contend we don't need an original document because the PDF file is not a document. It's the original forgery. And it never started as a paper document, but for lack of a paper document, they wouldn't help us. Others wouldn't help us because of the nature of what this was about. We were fortunate about 6 months ago to contact Mr. Reed Hayes, who's a resident of Hawaii. He's located in Honolulu. He has 40 years of handwriting-related experience and has worked an international consultant and is a speaker on the topic. And he is a qualified document examiner. And Mr. Hayes, in the beginning, was reluctant, but I asked him to take a look at this PDF file. He agreed to, and I sent it over to him via email. And in about 20, 25 minutes, he called me back, and he said, look, there are some things that just aren't right with this. And with that, we were able to hire him. And about 3 or 4 weeks later, he produced a 40-page report to me with his final conclusion that, based on his experience, his 40 years in this business, that he believes that this document, for lack of a better word, is a 100% forgery. Now, it should be noted that Mr. Hayes is a Democrat. He is an Obama supporter. He actually has done work for Perkins Coie or Coie, depending on how you want to pronounce that law firm's name, which is the exact law firm that has represented the president in every birther-related issue and is the law firm that dispatched an attorney to Hawaii to pick up the purported copies of the long-form birth certificate given by the Department of Health in Hawaii, which was done under seal. No one has ever seen those documents. So it's going to be very difficult for them to discredit Mr. Hayes because Mr. Hayes has done work for that very law firm. And they recognize him and his abilities and his talents. So we think, as far as we're concerned here, we've got the only court-certified handwriting and document examiner that has ever been willing to offer an opinion on this PDF file. And in turn, he has validated our methodology, validated our 16 months' worth of work, and we think we're sitting in a pretty good spot right now.
Wow. So where do we go from here? I know you've got this up in, I see that Stockman, Congressman Stockman's starting to get involved and people are starting to get involved up there. And you've been talking, you know, with P.B. Simmons about some big names that are involved. Can you elaborate on that or are we still kind of in silent running mode?
No, we're kind of in silent running mode. The one thing I will tell you, and I've heard this from numerous congresspeople now, as much as it pains me to say this, our obstacle in Congress is going to be the Speaker of the House.
Wow.
It's the Speaker of the House that has to say, yeah, we'll look into this or we won't. And it's my understanding that at this juncture, they can't even get the Speaker to give them the authority to form a committee to investigate Benghazi.
Wow. Well, that ought to tell you something right there. I mean, it tells me that he's part of the team.
It tells me that, too, and that's why these 214s are going to become very, very important. I mean, he is up for re-election in his district, and, you know, people need to be made aware that there's an impediment to justice, and that's how I'm looking at it. I mean, you look at every one of these scandals, every one of these, and I believe the birth certificate is the granddaddy of them all, but you look at every one of these scandals, and they make Watergate pale in comparison. And you were talking about people's lives now just being eviscerated because of decisions being made.
Yeah, but they're all phony, Mike. I mean, really, you know, all this stuff is just one big made-up narrative to discredit the president.
I know. And you know what? The opposition likes to put a bozo hair and nose on me. They should just try sticking that on Jay Carney.
I'll tell you, that guy is absolutely unbelievable to be able to sit up there on his little podium, and it's just one lie after another that are all pretty provable. I mean, how can the guy even, sleep at night? I don't even know. I guess it doesn't matter anymore. It's like Hillary. What does it matter?
No, the ends justifies the means with this administration, and the rule of law means nothing. Honesty means nothing. Integrity means nothing. And I think what you're really seeing is it's a microcosm, if you will, of what they're trying to do to this country. You know, it's like Randolph Hearst was the one that started in the media, the truth doesn't matter, the truth is what I want it to be.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
And that seems to be what's happening.
I was going to say, it's kind of like Cheney, deficits don't matter, but that's coming to a head, too, here pretty soon.
Well, yes, deficits don't matter. You try to go to the bank and tell them that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wait. Yeah, we're at 17 trillion counting. It seems like this is all coming to a head. And, you know, I mean, is Obama, our Manchurian candidate? Is that what we've got here?
You know, I can't honestly tell you that. I know that I am extremely, extremely perturbed, like a lot of other Americans. I mean, I just see such bold-faced lies, contradiction, and cover-up that it really makes you start to wonder. You know, this is more than just, let's put our guy in the White House, let's just win an election. There is obviously now, I mean, you have to be living under a rock not to realize there is an orchestrated agenda.
Yep.
To change our country, and it's not for the better.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a big, huge affiliation with the Muslims. I mean, we've got a lot of things, you know, besides the Libyan Benghazi thing. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of these Muslim people moving into the White House advisory circle. And, boy, I'll tell you, if you're not getting a little bit freaked out there, you are under a rock. And evidently there is a bunch of people under rocks out there, because we need to hear more outcry, but we have to do it through venues like this, it seems like, because the mainstream anything that challenges this stuff just gets blacked out completely.
Well, and that's what happened with the press conferences that Sheriff Arpaio did. I mean, they were just blocked. You know, I have relatives on the East Coast that I purposely have not told what I've been doing for the last 2 years, and they have no knowledge of it.
Wow.
Even though it's been all over the internet, they have no knowledge of it. And, you know, the media, I mean, is obviously now, you know, getting caught auditing, you know, tapes,
yep,
cutting video,
yep,
and it's happening on a repetitive basis. But the biggest problem you have here, the people that should be policing it don't, and it's the federal government. It's no different than with the birth certificate issue. I shouldn't be doing this for 21 months. I should have been able, after March of 2012, been able to take this information, turn it over to a federal authority, and they should be prosecuting someone by now.
Yeah, you mean
we have no place to turn it to.
Yeah, you mean Holder's not going to do anything?
No, you know, I think he's too busy. He's too busy, you know, putting out the flames of everything else he's setting fire to.
No, exactly. Yeah, he's too busy putting out the flames of the riots that he's inciting on race. You know, this guy doesn't go after anything unless it's for the agenda, it seems like. I don't even know how this guy can justify even being in the position at this point. And how do you get rid of him? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, if somebody should be brought up on charges, it's that guy.
Yep.
And let's just talk about the racial component here for 1 minute. You look at how they conflate an argument. You know, in the Zimmerman trial, they're attacking stand your ground legislation when stand your ground was not even offered as a defense.
Yeah, it was in the jury instructions, and that's what the left now is trying to say, because it was in the jury instructions that, you know, that's what the law is. But it's absolutely ludicrous. They're just pandering to uneducated fools, in my opinion, because there's no respect for the justice system at all the way they're going, and they're tearing down the fabric of our court system with this crap.
Well, they're doing that, and they're also telling you basically that if you're not of the right color, you know, you have to take a bigger beating than the other guy. That's basically what they're trying to tell you.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
And as far as I'm concerned, concealed carry in that situation, now, Zimmerman may have been stupid for following this guy. I would not have advised anybody to do that. But concealed carry worked in that situation. So let's make a different argument. let's change the argument and say, let's not do concealed carry anymore. Let's just go back to the old West with open carry, because I can guarantee you if Trayvon saw a .357 Magnum strapped on Zimmerman's hip, he probably wouldn't have punched him in the nose.
Well, that seems to be the thing that they avoid is that they try, you know, they've been peddling this crap from day one that Trayvon's a 13-year-old choir boy. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's just spin after spin after spin after spin. And the fools that are backing that side don't realize, well, what if they're on the bottom and not the top?
Well, one day you will be on the bottom. That's the point. That's the point. One day you will be on the bottom, and here's what's going to happen. You go back to your original question to me. That is what is going to start an armed conflict.
Yep.
And they're trying to orchestrate this, in my opinion.
I agree.
It's just ludicrous at this point to think anything else.
I think that I was listening to Sarah Palin this morning. She said, or last night, I think it was on Greta Van Sestern, and she said that this guy's in a stall. It's like in a basketball game where you're stalling off time for, you know, to win the game. And I'm starting to think, you know, that kind of struck me last night and made me, you know, think. And, you know, not good thoughts, because I'm thinking this guy's stalling off for either the economy to tank, the race riots to start, something so he can declare martial law. Now we're in a Hitler situation.
And that's going to be a very, very terrible day. And, you know, if that does happen, I don't think it's going to be declared across the country. I think you'll see pockets of it.
Yep.
You'll see pockets of it, like in Boston, where people don't have an ability to fend anything off because they're basically unarmed.
I think that they're already trying to do that in Detroit. I saw something, and I didn't know how true it was, of him calling executive order out of Detroit. In regards to this, like you say, Mike, the pocket areas, you know, we all know where Detroit is right now.
Yeah. Well, they're...
and Detroit is a prime example of how critical the economy is tied to public safety.
Yep.
And that will be the excuse. I mean, look, when there are, God forbid, and I pray that this never happens, but when there are riots in the street, at some point, out of fear, people are going to look to the federal government to quell it.
Yep.
And that's when I think you'll see every one of your rights go down the drain.
Listen, with that happy thought, we got to go to a break here, Mike, and we'll be right back, and then we'll finish it up. And I want you to, tell me what's new that we haven't covered that's going on. I kind of want to stick on the birth certificate a little bit here because, that seems to be, you know, the catalyst for this whole thing. So,
all right, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
You're leaving now. It's in your eyes. There's no disguising it. It really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world, family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.
The world is closing in. Did you ever think that we could be so close, like brothers? The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Boy, I'll tell you, those songs are really hitting home today.
Yes,
huh?
They are.
Wow. Mike, anything that we should talk about that we haven't covered that you want to get out there? You know, any new information or something that, you know, points you want to make here?
Well, you know, obviously the document examiner is the newest thing that I'm committed to speak about, but at this point, Sheriff Arpaio has said from the very beginning that he wanted to get this matter to Congress. And that's what I am now doing. I've been to Washington twice and to various other states, talking to congressional representatives. And I am pretty impressed with the response we've gotten from Texas Congressman Steve Stockman. Mr. Stockman has shown great interest in this. I am trying to put the scheduling together now. We've been going back and forth, trying to set up a time where I could meet with him in private, hopefully sometime in August. And then at that point, once I reveal the full dossier on this matter to him, he's going to make a decision on how he wants to handle it. He does believe that the document is suspect and that he does believe that the document needs to be, you know, looked into. And Congress is really where this needs to go. This needs a congressional committee or a select committee, if you will, to look into this and get the answers that we're having trouble getting because we don't have the subpoena power of Congress. That would be the best venue. There's been a lot of calling for Sheriff Arpaio to file a criminal complaint, a criminal charge, if you will. First of all, you have to find a prosecutor who's willing to do that. Number two, if we were to do that today, you wouldn't see this matter resolved for 5 years.
Wow.
So it's not the fastest venue to get this done.
Right.
And you run a lot of risks in trying to do that, especially when it gets kicked up to a federal court. Once they get into a federal court, you know, they're going to stall it forever.
Yeah.
The other thing that you can get is a judge remand it to the DOJ for further investigation. And the DOJ will then, at that point, just call it an open investigation and let the clock run indefinitely.
Yeah, just like he's doing on all these other issues.
To be.
I was just going to say, just like he's doing on these other issues, he's supposed to be investigating, you know, the Tea Party stuff with the IRS. I mean, nothing's happening. They're just stonewalling.
Yeah, well, look at Benghazi. I mean, look, everybody knows there's something sinister went on there. And, you know, they keep holding hearing after hearing. Or you have the IRS hearing after hearing. You know, we don't need that here. We have forensic evidence. It's going to be incumbent upon them to prove that this birth event even took place and that the document is legitimate. And I'm going to tell you right now, they cannot prove that PDF file legitimate. It just can't be done.
Wow. Well, it
so
seems
we're going to see where we go with this, and we're trying for Congress. That's where it really needs to be.
It seems to me one of the things that we can do out here is to put pressure on all of our Congress people to get rid of Boehner. I mean, that seems to be a big sticking point here. Is the, Boehner's got to go no matter what here. And, you know, we've got Doug LaMalfa here as our congressman, and, you know, he's been very good and very receptive, and I've approached him on this subject, so you might even speak with him. And maybe we get some feedback there, but it seems like Boehner is the stumbling block here.
Well, I would agree with you, and you know that's just District 8, I believe, in Ohio. I believe that's where he's out of, and you know it's going to take those people to make the decision. So if you want to focus your energies, it has to be focused there. I mean, we could focus it across the country, but that isn't going to do anything. It's going to be this small group of people in that district that reelect him. And you got to really take a look at the record, and you got to take a look at where he stands on these things. You know, if you look at what he's done, anybody that comes against him in his own party, he chastises or removes from certain committees.
Yeah,
that's telling you a lot. You're eating your own.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Well, and is there any way we can turn over enough people in the House to get rid of Boehner as the Speaker and to have another Speaker appointed?
You know, that's a good question, and I'm not a politician. I don't really care for politics, so I'm not the one to really ask, you know, for that. But what I would really recommend, you've got a big election coming up, you need to know who you're sending there.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we could
understand they work for you.
I'm thinking we could put pressure across the country on our individual congressmen to reelect a new Speaker of the House. I mean, that seems an effective way that we could do it across the board without having to actually be a voter in the Ohio precinct.
Well, you can do that, but here's the flip side, the other side of that coin. When do they do that? Because they'll all tell you, yeah, that's what we're going to do when we get there. And when they get there, they don't, and they're sitting there for the next 4 to 6 years.
Yep.
So, you know, when is that going to happen? And I think the opportunity for that just passed.
Yeah.
So you have to look at this. Look, you have to know who you're sending there. What do they really believe in? Match their words to their track record if they have one. If they don't, you need somebody that respects the rule of law, somebody that defends the Constitution from enemies from within. That's what you need.
Yeah, yeah. Sally says, and we can't do anything until 2014 because that's when the election is. So we're kind of stuck in treading water here. And, boy, if we don't have a big black swan event between here and there, whether it's the economy or something else, I'm going to be shocked.
Well, I don't think we're treading water because 2014 is the election. These people want to get reelected. They have to act now. They have to start showing you what they're made of now in order to be reelected. So you can put pressure on them, and I think this is an opportune time to get them to do some kind of action. Because if they don't, change them out.
Right.
That's all you've got. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Well, geez, boy, I tell you, it's not good. I'll tell you, it's not good right now. I had one other thing here. I guess the Washington Times is even says that the Obama fraud idea is too compelling. So evidently they're kind of, coming out, and maybe, some of the news media will come out at some point here and help us out. You know, maybe it's few and far between, but every little bit helps.
Well, you know, sometimes things start to crack, and, you know, you have Sarah Palin coming out now saying she wasn't permitted to tell the truth on certain topics about Obama in 2008. You know, but now she's saying that. That's usually a precursor to there's going to be more. More things are going to start coming out, and here's a woman that was in that presidential race, and she was prohibited from saying certain things.
Right.
That's to me, is unnerving.
Yes.
That's the loyal opposition. That's not loyal to their party anymore. They're loyal to something else.
Yeah, she knows. You can tell by what she's been saying lately and what she's been coming out with. She knows the whole thing's dirty, and you know, and from what I'm getting from her, she is a true American.
Yeah, I believe she is. I really do.
Listen, we're running out of time, Mike. We got 2 minutes left here. Anything you got, you know, we appreciate it. We appreciate you coming on the show. We love having you as a guest, Mike. We're all on the same team here and of the same mind, and hopefully we can get this job done. But, yeah, if you got anything left to say, this is it, Mike.
Well, all I can tell you is that the best thing I think you can do right now is pray. I've been told that this has no political bite to it anymore. that it's been looked at as being vetted in the media, which it hasn't been. And it's going to need something to reignite it to get the attention of the politicians. So I have to believe that God's a God of resurrection. So he needs to resurrect this issue.
Very good. I mean, what else can you say?
Yeah. We want to thank you, Mike, for coming on. And hopefully we can have you back in the future and we have a little bit better news. But it's great to have you on and get the truth out there about what really is going on with this issue.
Government is not reason. Oh, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. I'm going to get my last quote.
No, I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity, and you guys just be safe out there and keep fighting.
You too, Mike. Thanks. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It's force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. This is Mark Kent. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
I'm Chris Foster. 7 people dead in all. A SWAT team in Hialeah, Florida moves in on a man holding hostages in an apartment complex. They shot and killed him after talks broke down.
This robot is equipped with a camera and a telephone that the suspect can communicate with us once the robot reaches him, and it does give us a visual of what's going on.
Hialeah police spokesman Carl Zogby, the 2 people with that man in the one apartment are okay, but 5 bodies were found in the building and 1 man was shot dead across the street. 60 years ago today, the end of the Korean War. President Obama this morning.
Veterans of the Korean War. In the spring of your youth, you learned how short and precious life can be. And because of you, millions of people can keep on living it in freedom and in peace.
The president at the Korean War Veterans Memorial on the National Mall.